This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. And it's always good. It's always gratifying to welcome somebody like Franklin Armory to the show. So you can imagine that I'm feeling quite gratified to welcome CEO of Franklin Armory, Jacobson. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill.
I was supposed to send, last week was the 2,000th broadcast I had of this show, and at the in this hour we had Ted Nugent, and he was listening to the Franklin Armory spot, and he says, "I love Franklin Armory. You tell Jay Jacobson, Ted says hi."
Nice. Love this music. Good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
Oh, busy with the Bushmaster acquisition and going across the country and getting things squared away with that, and getting all the data from the court. Actually directly from Remington, but you know, via the court approval and everything. Is quite an interesting ride. Never thought we'd make that happen.
Yeah, you have acquired Bushmaster from the Remington bankruptcy and the breakup and the sale of assets.
Yeah, that was quite an amazing ride. We never expected that would actually come through, but it did. And Remington's doing a great job of getting us all the documents and holding up their end of the bargain. Today's actually a state holiday in Nevada, and so I've been spending the day going through everything without any interruptions. It's kind of nice.
No, a holiday for everybody but the boss.
Bosses never get a holiday.
No.
But, you know that. You're your boss.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We know that 1 week in January now is not going to be taken up, don't we?
Yeah, we get to save a little money in that deal. To be honest, right now, everybody, I think just about every manufacturer will tell you right now that they've got probably a year's worth of orders on the books, and SHOT Show this year was just probably going to be a distraction from actually fulfilling those orders. And, you know, I love NSSF. I love the show. We love going there. We love presenting. We love the range day beforehand. But honestly, we're going to have to get creative and think of other ways of reaching out to the customers, the dealers, the distributors, the press, so that, you know, we can let them know we're here. But honestly, everybody's slammed just trying to keep up with everything. And so now we can spend maybe a little more money on product development or marketing or something else instead of the 100 to 200 grand we would have dumped in Vegas.
There you go. Well, I mean, that'll be money well spent. I've never known you. And I find the Bushmaster acquisition sort of shrewd. Now, are you going to move their operation to you? You're going to leave it where it's at and let it keep going with the people that work there? Where is Bushmaster anyway? Where are they at? Are they in North Carolina with the rest of Remington, or where are they at?
I think they're throughout all their plants that they have. I haven't pinpoint it and try to track that down, because we effectively didn't get any assets. Roundhill Group got a lot of the physical assets. There's a lot of work that would go into moving stuff across the country and that sort of thing. And we have our own machines here, our own processes, though Bushmaster is going to be a separate company with, that's going to be a sister company, but completely separate from Franklin Armory. So, basically what we have is, all of the, technical data, the drawings, and the intellectual property related to it. And, we're
the
going
name.
To read. Yes, yes. And we're going to rebuild it and restore it to its, venerable reputation. And obviously, Remington shuttered it back in December of last year. And so this is kind of our opportunity to raise it from the ashes. And we hope that by, the way everything's looking, by January, we should be shipping product under the Bushmaster label with the specs that law enforcement, defense, exports, and civilians have been expecting. The one thing that we are going to do is every single piece is going to be American-made, and that's something that Franklin Armory has always stood by, and that's something that Bushmaster is going to definitely be presenting as well.
Yeah. My first AR-15 as a civilian was a Bushmaster. So I've always thought they're a fairly solid platform. They're not, I didn't really consider them to be that fancy,
mm-hmm.
So, and I have some experience with Wyndham Weaponry, which I think that used to be a Bushmaster plant back in the day. And when mm-hmm. Bushmaster pulled out of Wyndham, Maine, I think they just made Wyndham Weaponry because they had the building and all the other stuff. So I find that particular platform to be reliable. It's I haven't had one in a long time. It'd be interesting to compare that to one of yours, to a Franklin, which now they're both yours. It'd be interesting to do a comparison in-house.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a rivalry between the two teams. I won't be actually running Bushmaster. I'll be on the basically the board that supervises everything over there. Son, Son from marketing. He's actually going to be our CEO and president of Bushmaster. And
well, congratulations, Son.
Yeah, he's a very bright guy and a with a master's degree in marketing, but also a gunsmith and IT, and he's just a jack of all trades and very adept at managing a lot of the things. And he's been a great help over here at Franklin Armory, and I'm sure he's going to do a wonderful job running Bushmaster.
I just found him to be shy when I was at the booth that day, and he couldn't give away the patches. I took the patches from him and started snatching people off the floor. Take this patch. Gave all those patches out. Gave all those patches out in 10 minutes. So,
yes, he is somewhat a little introverted at times, but he is he's got fantastic potential with all the skills that he brings to the table.
Yeah, well, congratulations to him. I mean, I was going to ask you about that. I just had this feeling you were going to tell me that. I don't know why. I don't know why, because, I know that he is a sort of a right hand, so now he's going to be he's going to be flying on his own. Well, I'm sure you'll lend him a hand, though. I don't have any issues thinking that you're going to take care of Mr. Nagali. That's good stuff for him. I'll have to give him a buzz and congratulate him.
Yeah, definitely.
And before we go to break, I want to thank you and Franklin Armory for continuing to support the show. Franklin Armory has renewed for 2021. Jay. I don't know what he was thinking. He was probably out there going, look at this year we're having. Must be the radio advertising. All right. Yeah, we're staying.
So, yeah, you've done well for us, Bill. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you very much. Franklin Armory, you can check them at franklinarmory.com. They're the home of the BFS-3 trigger, which is a splendid piece of kit to add to whichever guns they will work with, and we'll find out which ones they will work with now when we get back. My guest is Jay Jacobson. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at Franklin Armory. We are speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. The BFS3 trigger. Whenever I talk to people about it, I never hear any controversial stuff coming up about that. And right now, the industry is sort of awash in some controversies going on out there. Are they leaving you alone right now?
ATF hasn't had any problem with the binary firing system. In fact, if you look at the bump stock regulation, which I don't think they had the authority to produce, and of course is being challenged in the courts, but I think it was on page like 82 or something, buried deep inside of that report, Firearms Technology Branch at the time did a review and noted that binary triggers, by their very nature, firing once on pull and once again on release, are completely consistent with the Gun Control Act and the NFA. So for them to have actually put that into the dialogue in the regulation really makes it that much more difficult for a subsequent agency to come through and say something contrary to that. And so they really hem themselves in if they were ever to try to do that. And there are forces within the ATF that are always pulling against each other. They've got holdovers from the Obama administration. And, you know, quite honestly, a lot of the guys at ATF, guys and gals at ATF, are rock solid 2A folks. It's just some of these holdovers from the Obama administration and some of the appointees that are doing the political bidding that we're seeing going on. They're all hoping, those particular folks are all hoping that Republicans don't show up to vote and that Biden wins and, hopefully not. But I think some of the stuff that we're seeing now in the news is related to kind of an October surprise to try to demoralize the base. And hopefully your listeners are getting out there to go vote. And I'm going to be doing it myself this afternoon. And Nevada does some early voting, which I've never done before. It should be interesting.
Well,
so
they've
left us alone.
That's good. That's good. Now, what do you think about the stuff that's going on right now with the arm brace, with the honey badger? I mean, was that whole move, when you're talking about them trying to demoralize the base, was that a move to try to demoralize the base?
I think so. I've talked to some folks about that very point. Some people that are on the inside, I won't mention their names, but
sure.
That's what it seems like it's all about. And Q could have probably done a better job, or the folks over there could have done a better job of segregating their manuals between long guns and pistols. And they expressed, in my opinion, too much about intent in their manuals. They should have clearly intended something else or specified something else, but to call it a replacement for the MP5SD, you're kind of treading on thin ice when you have your long gun manual and your pistol manual both referencing that. I mean, it's all one document. It's not like it's a separate manual, which might have been a good idea in this case.
Right. Now, what do you think about have you seen the thing that is coming out from, I think it's from SB Tact, or no, it's QLLC's lawyer, where he's making some statements where he's actually sort of, it's a theory. He's putting out some postulation, and it's probably pretty good. His reasoning is pretty good, but a lot of people are looking at what he's saying and acting and putting out all kinds of media about this is something that's actually happening, when in fact, I kind of look at that, and I would love to know your opinion to this. I look at that as a distraction from this election coming up.
Are you talking about the Wiley-Ryan
yes,
document?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we actually, in full disclosure, we have not used them, but we probably will in the future. We've used an attorney that was at a different firm previously, but he's now over there, and Mike Fawcett, great attorney over there. But in any case, there are some interesting arguments that, again, I think some of the political hacks within ATF are trying to create problems that where they shouldn't be. I mean, the Gun Control Act never had any issue about guns being too heavy. If they were too light, they would be denied importation on a sporting use basis. Because keep in mind, the Gun Control Act only allows guns to be imported if they're a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol. If they're another, for example, they're not allowed to be imported. When I mean by another, I mean like RX-026 or our Reformation. Now, this is my understanding of the Gun Control Act, and I'm not an attorney or the world's renowned expert on it by any means. So with what they're doing now, though, is they're just trying to say, well, these guns are too heavy. Now, they don't have any backing in the form of the statutes to declare that a pistol at some point becomes too heavy to be a pistol. They're just kind of creating that out of whole cloth.
Okay.
So now, by doing that, they're putting themselves out on a limb. And
yeah,
what the Wiley Rain guys are really, really good at is Administrative Procedure Act violations. And ATF is really pushing the issue, and they know this is going to be coming. And I can only think that they're really hoping that Biden's going to win, because otherwise they're going to get slapped around in court a bit, I think, here. And I'd be willing to bet money on that.
Well, you know, the thing about this is that, you know, all of the – well, you know what? We'll talk about this when we get back from the break. We're coming up on the break. This is a good place to go ahead and start this up. FranklinArmory.com. This is where Jay's product is out there. This is where – Some of the finest examples of solid AR-15s are out there with some very interesting features like the binary trigger. Some very nice touches like the proprietary rails and some of the other things that they put on them. And I don't think I've ever had a stoppage with one. I've tested a few. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden spending his Friday before the election in Iowa. Biden telling his supporters in Iowa,
"There's literally not a thing we've ever been unable to do. Nothing. The only country in the world that's ever come out of every crisis stronger than it went in is the United States of America. And with your help, I promise you, that's what we'll do again."
The former vice president speaking at a drive-in event in Des Moines. He's also doing a campaign stop in St. Paul, Minnesota, and ending his evening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Following nights of looting and rioting in Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania National Guard is now in the city of brotherly love. Tensions remain high in the city following the fatal shooting of a 27-year-old man with a knife by police. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is again pointing out the economy ahead of Tuesday's election.
The economy is going to be very shortly at a level which I don't think it ever was. Last year was the best year we've ever had, and I really believe that next year will be the best year economically we've ever had.
The president talking to reporters outside the White House and citing this week's GDP report, which the recovery grew at a 33.1% annualized rate last quarter. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection have been told to be ready for possible unrest in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. An anonymous ICE official telling NBC News that agents are ready to secure federal buildings and work with local police. The move comes as a YouGov poll released earlier this month found that a majority of voters, nearly 56%, expect to see an increase in violence following the election. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Jay Jacobson, the CEO of Franklin Armory. Where are we at right now with the Reformation kerfluffle that the ATF sort of instigated?
So they've informed us that they went through a full review, and everybody from the top down is got this new form all squared away, yet they haven't published it in the register, and they are not willing to take any discussion about it ahead of that time of actually getting it in the register. So, you know, unfortunately, we're still in a holding pattern, and I do know that it's going to be probably right after the election, probably first quarter next year, they'll probably have it posted out there. I knew they were going to take longer than the 6 months they said they would. That's just kind of, unfortunately, the pace of government.
So in the interim, while they're out there doing their thing, have they gone out looking for these things? They're just leaving everybody alone? They just said, oh, this is not good, and let you know about it, and then you did whatever you did to make them happy, which now they're happy. But they haven't published it. So in the meantime, for the owners of Reformation, what's going on with that?
So if a consumer already owns it, there's no issue that they need to really be concerned about as far as, you know, ATF come knocking on their door trying to collect it or anything like that. The government has made it known that they don't want people crossing state lines with that product unless they have that form that's not available yet. So you know, I wouldn't go crossing state lines if I owned one. We're not selling any to the dealers and distributors, though. We're not precluded legally from doing so. The hitch and the giddy up was that the Department of Justice had to approve, or the Attorney General had to approve, the transactions going from their dealer to the consumer. And, you know, of course, that's an important part of the deal. We believed, and still do to this day, that an approval on a NICS check is an approval of that transaction, but they have the right to argue differently, though they should have earlier when they had months and, like, actually almost 2 years to give us our original letter. They should have discovered that issue in the first place instead of waiting till after the fact while it was already on the market. But that's just the way they are, evidently, and that's just about everything you see with them these days. They've got their political operatives trying to, you know, grab the ear of the agency administrator to try and create trouble for the industry, unfortunately.
Is this one, with the thing that they did with Kug, which my understanding is that the DOJ told them not to do anything about the braces, told the commercial side of them not to do anything about the braces, and the ones that actually did something with Q about the honey badger, that was the criminal side of it, the criminal investigative side of it. And is this one of these watershed moments where, because this was moved on pretty quick, because my understanding is that the NRA got in touch with the DOJ, and the DOJ got in touch with the Trump administration, and then they got in touch with the ATF, and then this 60-day letter comes out. But is this one of these moments where they sort of reveal themselves to be sort of a politically motivated agency and sort of out of control?
I would say that, yeah, they're at that point now. I mean, if their original premise was public safety, then why would they do a 60-day stay? You know, obviously their argument doesn't hold water. And the one thing I don't know is if Q did anything in their promotional materials to scofflaw the whole deal about putting it on a shoulder. And if they were promoting that directly, then that would have been unwise and might have led somebody to move forward. Sure. on that. I don't know if that happened or not, so I can't say. That's the only way I could imagine that Q would be singled out instead of everybody.
So with what we do have and what we do know regarding this, as far now going back to the Wiley Rain document where they're discussing, because some of these guys that are out there, they're taking, you know, it's like an algebra problem where they've got to show their work. And a lot of guys are out there saying this is the end of the AR-15 pistol with a pistol brace, which I'm pretty sure Alex Bosco over at SB Tactical, he probably talks to the ATF as much as you do, doesn't he?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
you mentioned showing their work. I got to interrupt you there. You mentioned showing their work.
Yes.
And ATF has a new plan because they've been getting slapped around by showing their work and creating their analysis of, okay, A plus B equals C and that sort of thing. That's been a losing battle for them, and DOJ has been kind of on them to not create new law through administrative procedures like this. And so nowadays, I can tell you from firsthand experience that when ATF creates a new new response, they go over what they think is the preliminary statute or statutes that relate to it, and then they get to a conclusion without any premise. And then they, for a kicker on the very end, they say, well, this is not a final determination. This is just what we think right now.
Right. When I'm talking about showing their work, though, I'm talking about some of the YouTube people that I've seen talking about where they're saying this is the end of the brace. This is the end of the AR-15 pistol, where they're interpreting what this document that came out, which is based on very sound theory, But I don't think he ever suggested that. But I'm, you know, like I'm like you. I'm not a lawyer either. Do you think they that may be a bridge too far currently?
Oh no, Alex. His product has got a long life ahead of it. If I felt that way, I wouldn't ship the several hundred pistols that we ship this week, as well as everything else that we ship this week. I actually do A&D on every gun that ships, so I know what it what's going out, where it's going to.
Right.
Type A personality, I guess. But if I felt that way, that oh, this is the end, then I would curtail that. In fact, I'm often begging Alex for more product, and he usually obliges. He's a good guy that way. So I am a consumer of his product. I have his product on some of my own firearms that I personally hunt with or use for home defense or what have you. And I personally have no interest in and worrying about that because it's good to go. There's no problems there.
Yeah. I've been watching that, and I'm like, that's taking it a little bit too far, I think, guys. That's not. But then again, like I said, I kind of consider that to be a sort of distracting from the election coming up. Let's win the election, which I think we're going to do, and if you want to talk about that when we get back, we can certainly do that. But what I want to tell everybody is, especially AR-15 pistols, they make something called the PDW line, which is a 7-inch and an 11-inch. If it is not the finest AR-15 pistol I've ever shot, which I've shot the 11-inch, I haven't come across the one that's better than that one. And you can find that at franklinarmory.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Jay Jacobson. This is Lock and Load.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to the Franklin Armory CEO, and that is, of course, Jay Jacobson. What do you what you want to do a little prognosticating with me?
Okay.
I'm calling the Electoral College 330 for Trump.
That's a fair bit. I don't know if how the Electoral College is going to break out because it's so granular with the different states, and they can go either way. We're hoping here Nevada goes for Trump. It's really close, but
it's in play.
What I was looking, it is in play, and it wasn't last time, so that's a good thing. Actually, he's come out here twice. It came by one of our buildings in Minden, Nevada, and then it came by our other building in Carson, Nevada. So I haven't been to the Trump campaign. It's come to us twice.
Well, can't beat that with a stick. Are you guys that Donald Trump Jr. likes to come and visit whenever he creates the nightmare for the for those guys at in the Secret Service whenever he comes out on the floor of the NRA annual meeting?
They're always welcome to come on by and pay a visit. We'd love to have them, but we've had our local state senator and assemblyman. Governor doesn't like us too much, but maybe we'll fix that in a couple of years. It's crazy. With the election, one thing that caught my eye is with Amy Coney Barrett, which is a huge win for the 2A world, and really just for a constitutional republic to have her there where the rule of law might actually mean something. But in any case, one thing I noticed is that with the polls on her being seated, were 5% in favor of her. being seated on the high court. And so what I gathered from that is that she's not the lightning rod that Donald Trump is. And so it kind of stripped away and got down to just the beliefs of the people that were answering the poll, which conservatives generally avoid those polls to begin with. But what I saw was she was 5 points up. And so I think it was like 51 to 46 or something like that. And right. So seeing that, that's what I think the spread's going to be in overall. But as far as how it breaks down to each state, I have no clue.
Well, I mean, he's already messed up in Pennsylvania. Biden messed up in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's going to break his way. Florida's not as tight as everybody thinks it is. The Hispanics are just going to come out for Trump in droves. Michigan is going to go to Trump. All these places, look how many people in California have been going to see him. I mean, it's not going to go for Trump.
Here, by the way.
Yeah, it's not going to go for Trump, but I mean, it's beginning to turn, and I'm looking at some of these states where they've had these massive lockdowns and just destroyed their own economies, and I know why they want Trump to lose, because then Biden would okay Pelosi getting out there, and they want some, they want to get their red ink, get it gone that existed before COVID-19. So I know what they're wanting to do. Everybody knows what they want to do. They want the American taxpayer to bail them out. And Trump's not going to do that. He's not going to allow that. He'd never sign off on that. That's what Pelosi's trying to do. But I also think the House is in play.
Wow. From your lips to God's ears, we could only hope.
Well, I mean, look who's holding up the aid. It doesn't have to, I don't know what would happen to it if it got in the Senate, but Pelosi's the one that keeps saying no, no, no. And then the Senate Democrats keep saying no, no, no. And yet they're both so deluded. They're suffering from delusional psychosis, Jay. They've read so much about their own press and so many of their own polls, which are all done by the media for the media. They believe that they're plus 37. What they want is fine. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I'm. You're probably going to hear me laughing all the way in Nevada later on, sometime next week. So.
Right, right. Well, we can only hope. If I was in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't think for one second that we have it in the bag. Every vote counts, because they're definitely going to stuff the ballots on the other side. So with vote harvesting, that they've got ballot harvesting going on everywhere, we all need to show up and vote.
Well, that's the other thing. You noticed how the Philadelphia DA and the Pennsylvania Attorney General, Trump said, we're going to have ballot watchers out there. And they tried to say, no, you won't. But they can. The RNC can have that. And it's very hard. And I want you to think about this. How logistically tough is it, do you think, to go out there and completely fill out 10,000 ballots? I mean, it's not just a snap of the fingers, easily done. And with all the watching that's going to be going on, all of the court cases have come down for the most part on the Republican side. So they're not going to be able to steal it. Plus, in California, did you see where the GOP has started ballot harvesting?
Well, that's the way the law is in California, yeah. And of course the Republicans had nothing to do with that. It's a silly thing. Here in Nevada, they had this whole ballot harvesting thing, and they said, well, if we go ahead and do this, don't worry, we'll have the computer double check the signatures. Well, that's all fine, well and good until the recorder in Clark County just decided to say, well, we're going to scale that computer back to only really catch maybe 40%. And so they're honestly going to let a lot of this stuff just slide right through. And what gets kicked out by the computer? Well, some guy or gal that works for the county is just going to look at it and go, uh-huh, yeah, that's a good one, without any independent review. And yeah. Then once it's through the process, it's just like all the others, in the pool. It's ridiculous. So there's a lot of tricky stuff going on that this is going to be a mess. It really is.
When it's done, we'll have to figure out some reason to get together just so that I can buy you a cup of coffee and say to you, well, I tried to alleviate your fears, sir.
Well, You know, I hope we could have that cup of coffee before Thanksgiving, because of the way this thing's going to go, it probably will go down to the Supreme Court, just as it did in 2000. They'll be looking at, instead of hanging chads, they'll be looking at whether or not it was legitimate or not, and trying to make the call after the fact, that after they've tainted the pool. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
That makes Amy Coney Barrett all the more important, doesn't it?
So. Most certainly. You know, I'm glad they got her through on that, and I'm sure she's going to be a great justice for the time to come. And, I mean, I didn't agree with everything out of the gate that she's done, but I appreciate her ability to come to a legal conclusion and do so with great evidence and consideration on her side.
Right. Before we run out of time, one more time, I want to just tell you publicly, it is indeed an honor to be sponsored by Franklin Armory. The confidence and the faith that you have in the show and everything, I greatly appreciate. I look at your product as a solid part of the AR market. One of the, you know, I've never seen a bad one come from you. Of the ones you've sent me, I've never had one come that didn't work out. And, you know, so thank you very much for that. And, yes, I'll have to call Sun up and congratulate him as the new Bushmaster CEO.
And then you can go hit him up, see if he's got any advertising budget yet.
You know, I could do that, couldn't I?
Yes, you could.
I think we might just do that. Very good, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
All right, Bill. Take care, man.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.